we thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, charitable viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazú, channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazú. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbator Sealing Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan Ul Province, channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Sha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Hotul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Peruvian reforestation company replants native species. In cultural news, a Zimbabwe theatre presentation explores the theme of forgiveness. In animal news, Malaysia expands wildlife living areas. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 31st, Halloween is celebrated in several parts of the world. One of the oldest holidays, some historians trace its beginnings to the Celtic festival Samhain of pre-medieval Europe. This holiday holds especially joyous memories for our association members who in previous years celebrated it with beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai. In modern times, youngsters often dress up in costumes and go seeking or trick-or-treating for candies from their neighbors. May all those taking part in this fun and ancient holiday, especially the children, have a safe and happy Halloween, enjoying plenty of vegan treats.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association relief news update from China. On October 12th, Tropical Storm Parma struck 15 cities and counties of China's southern island province of Hainan. In the midst of the heavy rains and powerful winds, at least 36,000 people were displaced.
Upon hearing of the disaster, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $20,000 on October 15th, asking that our Native Association members please rush to help the most desperate in whatever way possible, bringing her prayers and love. This amount could purchase $156,000 in urgent items if bought in the United States, based on China's cost of living.
As per Supreme Master Ching Hai's frequent requests for updates, the following report is from our association's relief team sent via foreign group.
October 23rd, 2009. Most Gracious Master, regarding relief work in Hainan, China. With Master's deep concern and immediate instruction, on October 18th, our association members arrived in Huaning City, where three families had lost their loved ones. We gave them rice, cooking oil, and financial assistance. They were so grateful for Master's timely and loving comfort.
We would like to thank Master for the donation of $20,000 for this relief work. However, the typhoon didn't cause serious damage due to the preventive measures. A total of $662 was covered by our association members. Thank you so much, Master, for your loving grace and deep concern. With deep gratitude, China Relief Team.
Supreme Master Ching Hai sent the following reply. Golden Souls, thanks for your love and action. So comforting to hear that the damage was minimal and the government has been so efficient in helping the afflicted. We are thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to share these details and to our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's attentive aid and comfort to the distressed and for the sincere endeavors of our association's relief team. May heaven watch over the storm afflicted as we strive to lessen such calamities through our increased kindness and support in restoring Earth's stability.
Flood strikes Somalia and Kenya. Heavy rains following drought caused flash floods in the southwestern Somali town of El Wak, displacing over 15,000 residents who are now occupying the area's higher grounds as most homes and businesses are inundated.
Local government personnel, along with non-governmental organization Development Frontier International and civil society groups, have offered their help, saying that shelter material is urgently needed. In neighboring Kenya, at least two people lost their lives in unexpected floods displaced 500 families of the coastal Magarini district who were in dire need of clean water. The government, Kenya's Red Cross Society, and other humanitarian organizations are preparing to bring assistance to the afflicted.
On October 30th, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $10,000 to Development Frontier International for shelter material in Somalia, and another $10,000 donation to be sent to the storm-affected in Kenya through the Red Cross if our association members can't go, while expressing her sorrowful heart and prayers. The combined $20,000 donation could purchase more than $1 million in items if acquired in the United States, based on Somalia and Kenya's cost of living.
We thank the governments of Somalia and Kenya, as well as Development Frontier International, the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, and all working to bring relief to the flood-hit regions. We are grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's immediate assistance extended to those in need. Our prayers for the protection of the African people as they work to resume the regularity of their daily lives, and that such weather extremities are eased as more people foster kinder, eco-conscious lifestyles.
Earthquakes jolt Bhutan, India, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. Late on Thursday, the Hindu Kush region of eastern Afghanistan was hit by a 6.0 quake that was felt as far away as Pakistan's capital of Islamabad. That same night, a magnitude 5.2 tremor hit 161 kilometers east of the Bhutanese capital of Thimphu, shaking buildings in Bhutan as well as India's northeast regions. Fortunately, there have been no reports of damage or injury. We are relieved to know of the safety of the Afghan, Pakistani, Bhutanese, and Indian people. May potential dangers as these be soon eliminated through our more considerate eco-balancing ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. and Russia resumes nuclear reduction talks. On Thursday, October 29th, United States National Security Advisor James Jones arrived in Moscow for meetings with Russian officials. First meeting with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and then Russian National Security Advisor Nikolai Pavtrushev, discussions focused on a strategic nuclear stockpile reduction plan. The talks follow an agreement made between U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev in July 2009 to reduce their country's nuclear arms to approximately one-quarter their current number. Our accolades, Your Excellencies of the United States and Russia, for your leadership steps toward a more peaceful world. May we soon see the day where shared understanding, trust, and respect permeates all corners of the globe.
France welcomes Mauritanian President. In a first official state visit, Mauritanian President Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz met with French President Nicolas Sarkozy, as well as French business leaders and civil society organizations. Following their meeting, President Sarkozy announced support for Mauritania in resuming international aid and has proposed a bilateral agreement to convert the country's 17 million euro debt into investments in water, education, health, and professional training. Presidents Sarkozy and Abdelaziz, we respectfully laud your cordial meetings and also appreciate the kind support of France toward Mauritania. Wishing the people of both your countries expanding friendship and prosperity.
Taxpayer dollars wasted on livestock raising. A coalition of U.S. farm groups have sent a letter containing more than 25,000 signatures to the United States Department of Agriculture calling for the Farm Service Agency, or FSA, to end the practice of spending tax money to support factory farm expansion. During 2008 and 2009 to date, the FSA lent factory hog and poultry farms nearly $30 million U.S. dollars to build or expand their facilities in the state of Missouri alone. However, with pork supply greater than demand, the government spent $55 million U.S. dollars repurchasing surpluses as of May 2009, with the pork producers asking for an additional $100 million U.S. dollars for projected losses. Concerned citizens, we applaud your community engagement in curbing the growth of livestock factory farms. May the United States and indeed all governments subsidize instead the sustainable practice of organic vegan farming for the healthful benefit of farmers and consumers alike.
Swine flu virus causing deadlier infections. A team of researchers in India has found that although earlier swine flu fatalities primarily resulted from secondary bacterial infections of the lungs, the deaths since late August are due to a more potent viral infection in which a protein is being deposited on the lining of the lung membrane, which stops any oxygen from entering the body. This could indicate that the swine flu virus has mutated. Meanwhile, Norwegian scientists are also investigating a possible swine flu virus mutation, as the death rate in Norway is more than 6 times higher than other Scandinavian countries.
The number of swine flu cases globally has been much too high to track almost since the pandemic was declared. Death tolls that are still officially reported by some governments currently stand at a total of 6,051. Fatalities recently rose to 465 in India and 328 in Mexico, with other countries that have more recently lost lives to swine flu including Qatar, Jordan, Afghanistan, Iran, Bulgaria, and Colombia. In England, United Kingdom, cases rose by 56% in just 1 week, with children under 14 being most at risk.
As one of the most prevalent places for swine flu to spread, schools have been closing across the nation by the hundreds in the U.S., as well as Austria, Finland, Mongolia, Russia, and others. Norway's National Hospital was forced to postpone operations on children and heart patients due to understaffing because of swine flu, while intensive care units and hospitals elsewhere also are finding themselves understaffed.
We send our prayers for the rapid end to this zoonotic animal-borne infection stemming from the harmful and cruel practice of raising livestock for consumption. Our appreciation, Indian scientists, for your research toward a better understanding of the changes in the swine flu virus.
May lives be spared from such pandemics by our awakening to the need for humane, meat-free ways of living.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu. To avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.
To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org.
www.vegsource.com
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
UK professor recognized for work in human development. At a ceremony held in South Korea, the United Nations Development Programme, or UNDP, presented British professor Francis Stewart of Oxford University with the Mahbub ul Haq Award for Excellence in Human Development. The award was named in honor of Pakistani Dr. Haque, who pioneered human development theory and created the Human Development Report, which is now published annually by the UNDP. Professor Stewart was recognized for her lifetime contributions to the report in documenting major challenges facing humanity along with recommended policies and solutions.
UNDP Human Development Report Office Director Jenny Klugman, who presented the award, stated, "Frances Stewart's continuous encouragement and support to human development reports since their inception is greatly admired and appreciated. Our warm congratulations, Professor Stewart, on this well-deserved recognition. Through you and the work of the United Nations Development Program, may all corners of the world be uplifted with a higher quality of life."
Save Our Planet: Ancient Plant Extinctions Came from Global Warming. A report published in the journal Science details findings that biodiversity losses in Greenland 200 million years ago occurred without warning after long periods of steady decline. This collaborative international research from University College Dublin in Ireland, the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C., USA, and the UK's Oxford University demonstrates that we must take our own atmospheric warming changes seriously before history repeats itself and small increases in greenhouse gases lead to massive and sudden collapses in biodiversity.
Lead researcher Dr. Jenny McElwain from University College Dublin cautioned, "Clearly, our study on ancient ecosystems shows that we must take heed of the early warning signs of deterioration within modern ecosystems, as we have seen from the past that very high levels of species extinctions, as high as 80%, can take place very suddenly."
Many thanks, Dr. McElwain and international team, for your careful investigation of our planet's climate history. May such insightful findings be the catalyst for our actions toward planetary sustainability.
Supreme Master Qinghai has often warned of the effects of human activities on global warming, as in the following October 2008 video conference in Thailand, where she also spoke of solutions.
"Nature can help to absorb some of the carbon dioxide, but we overload nature. So we have problem right now, and we continue to have problem if we are not doing anything to prevent further destruction of the planet. There are already some advanced science to capture CO2 and mix it with seawater to create cement. That will reduce CO2 used by other cement producing method as well, and also reduce new CO2 from polluting the air. It's in the making still, and I hope it will be beneficial and on time so that we have enough time to prevent the global warming. But still, any new technology takes so long to develop and to be in the market. The best solution, the quickest, the most benevolent, that can change everything from black to white immediately is the vegan diet. Because compassion begets compassion."
Save Our Planet: Japanese Car Wins World Solar Challenge. On Wednesday, October 28th, the solar-powered Tokai Challenger of Japan won the biennial World Solar Challenge. This four-day event, which promotes environmentally conscious solar technology, takes the vehicles on a race through the desert outback of Adelaide, South Australia. The Japanese car, run by a team from Tokai University, averaged speeds of over 100 kilometers per hour and finished in 29 hours and 49 minutes, more than 2 hours ahead of all the other sun-powered vehicles. Congratulations, Tokai team, on your eco-friendly win. May your brilliant inventions continue to flourish as the world joins the fast track of increased stewardship of our precious planet.
Save Our Planet. In the second such event in 18 months, thousands of dead tilapia, sardines, and other fish have been found suffocated because of lack of oxygen in the waters of San Jose Lagoon near Puerto Rico's capital city of San Juan.
Save Our Planet. An extensive article in the online news magazine Politics Daily by editor Mary Winter describes how meat consumption is destroying the environment, our health, and morality, adding that it is an especially dangerous habit in the face of global warming.
Save Our Planet. Saying that damage to Mexico's economy and the environment is already a reality, World Bank analyst Claudio Alatorre states that without mitigating action, the country is sure to undergo increased drought, heat waves, storms, and flooding, along with precious biodiversity loss.
Save our planet. U.S. President Barack Obama announces a $3.4 billion U.S. dollar plan to modernize the nation's energy grids to encourage development of sustainable energy sources.
Warning news. Japanese expert professor Tetsuya Endo found that residents in the Japanese village of Taiji who consume local dolphin and whale meat have significantly high levels of toxic mercury, which could lead to the disabling Minamata disease.
I'm Oinky the Piglet, a vegetarian with the tip of the day. If you have sore muscles, to help give yourself a back massage, try placing a tennis ball between a wall and the part of your back you want to benefit. You can change the pressure according to what is comfortable for you. Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In environmental news, a Peruvian reforestation company replants native species. The Campo Verde project, sponsored by the Sustainable Forestry Management Limited, or SFM-BAM, has seeded 919 hectares of former forest lands with a mix of indigenous species. The goal of the program is to replenish 18,900 hectares in total. Chief Executive Officer of SFM-BAM, Mr. Jorge Cantoria, said, "We want to expand this model of sustainable forestry to other areas in Peru and adjacent countries." Our sincere thanks, Sustainable Forestry Management Limited and Mr. Jorge Cantoria, for working towards restoring our magnificent forests. May the lungs of the earth once again flourish with life-sustaining greenery.
In cultural news, Zimbabwe theatre presentation explores overcoming the past. Written by playwright Stephen Chifunyise, Heal the Wounds presents two brothers-in-law with different perspectives who take a look at events in Zimbabwe's history. Mr. Chifunyise said, "We all have to forgive each other. People have to accept that forgiveness is the medicine for healing." The play was shown in the capital of Harare and then throughout the nation. Our heartfelt appreciation, Mr. Stephen Chifunyise, and all those participating in the play, for your dedication to peaceful ideals. May the people of Zimbabwe be graced with loving reconciliation for a harmonious future. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a Malaysian conservation organization expands the habitat for wildlife. We'll go listen to some heavenly music now. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more praiseworthy news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a gentle world. In animal news, a Malaysian conservation organization works to enlarge the habitat for native animals. Borneo Conservation Trust, based in Sabah on Borneo Island, is purchasing land adjacent to the lower Kinabatangan River. This will assist in the development of a wildlife corridor for animals of the region, such as the proboscis monkey and indigenous elephants. The non-profit is being helped by a donation of a boat and four-wheel drive from Japan's Itochu Corporation. Our sincere gratitude, Borneo Conservation Trust and Itochu Corporation, for your dedication to providing safe and sufficient space for the wonderful animals. Let us do everything we can to protect all of God's precious and unique creatures.
Let's share some fun with a joke told in Yoruba entitled, A Manager.
Oga ile ise je enikan to ro wipe obirin mesan le bi omo kan losu kan.
And now for our viewers' hotline from journalist, vegetarian, Miss Marisol Varela from Florida, USA.
Just want to express my appreciation to the Supreme Master, something very generous that she and the organization are doing for the world. I really want to say that I admire the nobleness that is expressed with what she's doing, helping out, getting the message across to people about veganism, and I would like to definitely help the cause here locally with the organization in Orlando, Florida, because it's something that we really have to take care of, something we really have to think about, and I really admire that somebody has taken this steps to this action to make this a better world. I really like that the Supreme Master Television is catering their message to people around the world. I really find it amazing that they've taken the time to translate and interpret their show, their broadcast to everybody throughout the world, because it's important to not only tell the people that speak English and just tell everyone in every single language that how important this cause is. So I find Supreme Master Television a very beneficial source of information for a lot of us that want to learn more about the problems that we're having in the world. This is Marisol Varela. I am a freelance journalist with The Examiner in the Vegetarian Review section for Orlando, Florida.
Hi, Marisol. It's a delight to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a personal reply for you.
Luminous Marisol, you are helping a lot, Noble Angel, by sharing the good news of veganism. Please keep it up until people realize that the loving, animal-free lifestyle is the answer to save our world. Thank you for your beautiful soul. With heaven's light to you and all the sunshine people of Florida, USA. All my love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the glory of heaven uplift your days.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The conclusion of the sixth meeting of the European Union-China Roundtable included an agreement for further cooperation in water use efficiency, purification, and river basin management.
Two planes from the Sultanate of Oman arrived to assist people displaced by civil war in Yemen with 350 tons of humanitarian aid, including medicines and other items.
With African American women historically being prone to virulent breast cancer, a recent study gives new hope in finding that their consumption of fruits, vegetables, and grains considerably reduces their risk.
3 weeks before United States President Barack Obama is set to visit China for the first time, senior representatives from both countries meet in Hangzhou, China, to discuss climate change, trade, and sustainable development.
Saudi Arabia sends 85 tons of relief materials to Burkina Faso following the country's recent flooding.
With only 120 dentists serving Uganda's 30 million people, semi-retired Australian dentist Dr. Brian Carr Harris and instructor Cheryl Haynes are developing a dental instruction program in the capital city of Kampala.
The United States announces plans to provide $8.4 million in rice and other food staples to people affected by recent storms in the Philippines.
The 5th Interdisciplinary Musicology Congress in Paris, France, is introduced to the tandar and the sarahi, two new instruments created by Iranian musician Mohammad Reza Shajarian.
Ms. Raja Issa Al-Kurg, president of Dubai Business Women Council of the United Arab Emirates, was the recipient of this year's International Alliance for Women Award for her work in economic empowerment for women.
Former Malaysian Cabinet Minister Tun Dr. Fatimah Hashim is honored with the Merdeka Award in the category of Education and Communication for her achievements that include equal pay and benefits for women in the workforce.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.